Alpine FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Tuesday Newsmakers, courtesy of Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. Call 620-342-2600 for the complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
This is John Reed with Hometown Healthcare, and there to care isn't just our motto. It is part of our core values. Our staff is comprised of individuals who act with integrity and commitment to working diligently to serve our patients and their families. Our staff advocates for the patients we respectfully care for in the comfort of their homes. We strive for excellence while providing skilled nursing services and therapy services, disease management, education, and many others. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. Please call 342-2600 or visit us online, hometownhealthcare.net.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Tuesday morning, the second day of the month of May. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by United Way of the Flint Hills CEO Mickey Edwards and United Way Campaign Drive co-chairs Scott and Lisa Hayes here. It's about time to celebrate, I guess, huh? Hello, Mickey.
Good morning.
Hey, Scott, how are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Good. Lisa, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. Thanks.
Good deal. Well, Mickey, let's get us started. And before we start talking about really the event specifics, let's talk about what really has you excited about the celebration tomorrow and really what this signifies for the United Way.
Well, we are having a celebration tomorrow at noon. It's going to be a great time. We'll talk a little bit about what we've had over the last year, what we've done, all the impact we've made in our community. But the one thing I'm probably most excited about is we've changed things up just a little bit, and we will be announcing next year's drive chair at the end of this year's celebration. So we're going to roll right into the next campaign year and get things going pretty quick.
Let me ask you, Scott, what has you excited about tomorrow, in addition to that special announcement that we're going to have at the tail end of things?
I think the biggest thing is that it's just a culmination of a year that, when it started, Lisa and I weren't really sure what to expect, and it has been such a pleasant and gratifying experience, and to kind of see it come to fruition and finish up tomorrow is going to be pretty awesome.
Lisa, your thoughts on this past year's campaign?
Well, I think I'm most excited about getting in front of some people and just expressing my gratitude and pride in our community and the way this campaign has gone. And it was pretty interesting and eye-opening about how much support we have in this community.
Scott, let me ask you about that particular point about, the amount of support and maybe the different ways you see that support in the community for both the United Way and its partners.
Well, you know, when we go into the workplace campaigns, we get a chance to meet face-to-face with members of our community that maybe, and I don't want to speak for Lisa, but I think we kind of talked about this, that we don't get to see on a regular basis, that we don't interact with all the time, and really get to reach out and talk about the great things that we see the United Way do, and maybe talk to them about some things that they didn't realize the United Way did. And just to be able to see that impact, kind of that ripple effect, so to speak, of that maybe they take those stories that they hear us talking about and they're sharing those with other people. Like, did you realize this is also something United Way does? So that was one of the things for me that was very gratifying.
Again, with Mickey Edwards, United Way of the Day, Flint Hill CEO, along with Campaign Drive co-chairs Scott and Lisa Hayes on our primetime newsmaker here this morning, 7:24. 42 degrees. Well, Mickey, give us the itinerary. What all will be happening during your campaign celebration tomorrow?
Well, we will hear some remarks from Julie Cooper. She's our board president. We have two great awards that we're going to present. We have our Impact Award that we'll present to one award winner that is one of our community partners. And then we have our what we call our Spirit Award. That's kind of our big award each year that we give to the agency or individual or business who we feel like really embodies the Live United credo. And I'm happy to announce that just a little bit early and say that KVOE was this year's winner. And we are so happy with the work that they've done on our behalf, and so appreciate support, Ron, and everybody there at the station, that we are happy to be presenting that to KDOE tomorrow. We also have a little bit of a wrap-up of what we've done over the last year. We get to brag a little on what we've done. We get to thank our supporters, including our not just our donors, but our community partners and all those who support what we do.
I think you can brag a lot, Mickey, not just a little. Come on. What's going on? And well, thank you, by the way.
Thank you. That is really cool.
For that award. That's quite an honor. We're excited.
Oh, we are too. We really do appreciate all that KVOE does for us.
Lisa, I have to ask, you know, we've talked a little bit about, you know, the work that you've done. We've talked a little bit about the community support that you've done. How does this experience as being a drive co-chair maybe strengthen, you know, strengthen your impressions of the United Way and its work in the community versus what you, you know, versus what you had when you walked into this process last year?
Oh, I would say it strengthened it a lot more. You know, I learned so much about the different community partners and the different things that the United Way does and provides to this community. And I tell you, probably one of the best things, probably my favorite part about the year has been meeting new people. Going out into the workplaces was a lot of fun for me. And just being able to meet new people and talk to them about the great work of the United Way.
Scott, I'm going to kind of ask you a dovetail question off of that. One, why should people, you know, really know what, you know, we've got, you know, the deadline's passed as far as attending is concerned. But why should people really be fired up about what's going to be taking place tomorrow and how this serves as a springboard here for you with your involvement in the United Way for the future and also for the United Way down the road into next year?
Well, I think the main thing is just keep us in mind. We've been on the air a number of times, and I know that one of the things that I've been focusing on is our community partners are great, and they do great work, and that's one of the main focuses. But there are a number of programs and services that the United Way provides to our communities in the eight counties we serve. And keep us in mind when you're thinking about giving, because it's not just those community partners. Think of all the other things that we're doing. And that's really the message I've had for the entire year. Lisa and I have both had that message. And, you know, when we have the celebration tomorrow and we get to announce the new drive chair heading into the next campaign, I hope people keep in mind all those different programs and services in addition to our community partners that the United Way is doing, because that's the focus. I really think that the United Way and the board is really looking at moving forward anyways.
And Mickey, if people would like to learn more about all the services under the United Way of the Flint Hills umbrella or are interested in donating, how can they do that?
Well, they can go to our website. It's UWSH, that's our acronym, .org. It's super easy. You can, you know, look around on the tabs, but if you'd like to donate, there is a button in the top right corner, pretty visible, easy to do. So, yeah, we appreciate everyone. You know, even those that can only give a little goes a long way when you have a lot of people giving a little. It's that collective impact. And I just want to say one last thing, too. You know, we had so much education around what we did this year because Lisa and Scott they kept ringing that bell. They kept telling the community how important the work of our community partners and our services are to the community. So we just really appreciate all their hard efforts this year.
Outstanding. Well, once again, the community celebration taking place at noon tomorrow. Mickey, thanks so much here for your time today, and hopefully we're able to not only announce a strong fundraising total, but continue the momentum that we've seen for the United Way in years past and continue that into next year.
All right. Thank you.
Scott, thanks so much for your time here today. Looking forward to seeing you tomorrow.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. Lisa, thanks so much for your time here today.
Thank you, and congratulations to KVOE.
Hey, thanks.
Thank
Appreciate
you. Thank
it,
you. Thank you.
Yeah, Lisa Hayes, Scott Hayes, and United Way of the Flint Hills CEO Mickey Edwards on our primetime newsmaker this morning.
All right, and if you'd like to be part of the newsmaker spot, we are down to one left for the week. That happens.